The Yankees rallied in the ninth last night, only to lose to Toronto in the 14th. Josh Beckett saved the Red Sox from a total slide and won his 20th game of the year, first pitcher to do that this season, and the Chicago Cubs clobbered Pittsburgh, but Milwaukee also won last night. Just one more week left in baseball's regular season. Every game counts. We're joined now from New York, where he's covering the Yankees this weekend, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine, Howard Bryant, the man. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I saw the Yankees, what was it, Tuesday, Wednesday night when they won 12-0. When they're good, they look unstoppable.
They do look unstoppable, and they also have this thing going on right now where they don't feel like they can lose. This is the best time of the year, and it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing plays out, especially. And the only problem with it, in the East at least, is that because the Detroit Tigers fell off and because we have a wild card, it seems that both the Red Sox and Yankees are going to get in. And just once, it would be fun like the old days to know that whoever didn't make it at the end of this season wasn't going to the playoffs. But now it looks like both teams are still going to get in.
Mm. The Phillies, in the meantime, are more than creeping up on the Mets.
The Phillies are the fun story of Major League Baseball. I know you love your Cubs, but the Phillies have come so close for the past 4 years. No team
Four years. My heart is breaking. But I'm sorry.
Well, at least your team has gone to the World Series 5 or 6 times. This team has had one World Series victory in 124 years. Even the Cubs can't say that. The Phillies are a great, great story this year because maybe this year. I mean, it's very hard to do, Scott, to have two chances to get into the playoffs and win as many games as the Phillies have over the past four years and not get in. Maybe this is the year.
I want to talk about Barry Bonds in a moment, but let me get you to look forward and see. What teams do you see going to the playoffs?
I think the Cubs are going to get in.
Mm-hmm. I think they're a game and a half up on Milwaukee.
They're a game and a half up on Milwaukee. I think it's going to be the Diamondbacks in the West.
Yeah.
I think the Padres are going to stay hot. And believe it or not, I hate to say it, I think the Phillies are going to overtake the Mets, and the Mets will not make the playoffs.
Well, lots of luck leaving that studio this morning.
I'm glad I'm in studio.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And a quick question about the Red Sox. You think they're going to make it to the playoffs, certainly?
Oh, absolutely. I think they're going to make the playoffs, and I do think they'll hold on. I think they'll win the division. I think that it's unclear right now who's going to win that best record, but I think you're going to see Yankees, Red Sox, Cleveland, and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Okay. I want to ask about Barry Bonds. It was officially made yesterday that he and the San Francisco Giants aren't going to ask him back for next year now that he's set the, obviously, the contested home run record. And Mr. Bonds says on the website, "My quest for a World Series ring continues." Look, guy hits a lot of home runs, obviously brings a lot of people into the park. Is another team going to pick him up?
Well, I think that another team will bring him into the park, but I think what's very disappointing is, I mean, don't be fooled by what the San Francisco Giants said. Mm-hmm. He outlived his usefulness to them because he broke the record. He's not bringing fans into the seats anymore because the record chase is over. Oh. I think that this is another example of how much the Giants have to answer for this steroid crisis as well as Barry Bonds himself. If the Giants had really, really cared about the record and if they had really cared about the history instead of trying to pay off their stadium, they wouldn't have brought Bonds back in the first place. He's no worse a player this year than he was coming into the season. He can still hit. He can do all the things that he did before. But now that the record's gone, I think that he outlived his usefulness to the Giants.
What team would want a 43-year-old, I think it's safe to say, home run hitting, occasionally head case, who costs $15 million a year?
Sure, absolutely. However, he cost them $15 million a year this year. I don't see.
Well, I mean, what team might want him?
What team might want him?
Yeah.
Well, he certainly has to go to the American League. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe a team like Anaheim, who knows, if the Yankees lose Alex Rodriguez, maybe they might make a play. The key is anyone who needs a guy in the middle of their lineup.
Okay. Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Bryant joining us from New York this morning. You can read his column on ESPN.com. And while you're surfing, you can also go to npr.org/podcasts and listen to Weekend Edition at your leisure. I believe that's our podcast.